The Western Conference Finals Game 3 between the Warriors and Spurs is set for Saturday evening here in San Antonio. And on Friday afternoon at the AT&T Center in San Antonio, the Warriors with the practice. And we heard from Kevin Durant and Draymond Green. And we start with KD.
It's playoff atmosphere, man. I've been in here before in the Western Conference Finals three times now. And I think they're just as loud in the regular season as they are, you know, around this time. So they're consistent fan base who loyal, cheers for their team loud. I went to college down here, so I know how deep that Spurs love is. And it's going to be exciting. It's exciting. You know, it's a great time of year for basketball players and fans around the country, around the world. And, you know, tomorrow night, I'm sorry, it's going to be one of those games where everybody's going to be tuned in.
I know it is different for you this year because it's a new team, but I mean, do you find yourself like third battle with them in the finals, kind of like you mentioned?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, you look at a team each year, then, you know, things change, stuff, you know, the roles change, players move, so it's a different team, obviously, but, you know, being in this atmosphere against this team, I know what it's like. And, but, you know, I don't find myself thinking about it too much, but, you know, just walking in here and walking into the locker room as an opposing player, you know, brings back a little bit, you know, a couple of memories of playing here.
Kevin, the Spurs still list why today is questionable. Do you still approach that and assume that questionable turns in he's going to play tomorrow?
Yeah, he's going to play. I'm sure he's going to play. It's game 3 at home. He had a few days of rest on that ankle, so I know 100% sure he's going to play. I haven't talked to anybody, but that's just my gut. So they're a way better team, obviously, with him on the court. They pose a different threat, and we're excited to play. They're excited to play. It should be a fun matchup.
Are y'all preparing, like, y'all want to face him?
Yeah, we've been preparing for that, you know, after game 1. You know, he's a huge part of their offense. You know, he has the ball in his hands every play, and he's making plays, creating for his teammates, for himself. So we scout as if he's going to play. So it's no different now.
What do you think of that lawsuit that a San Antonio fan did against the Warriors and Zaza?
That was funny. That was hilarious. That's how serious they take sports nowadays. Yeah, that was laughable.
Have you had to talk to Zaza to kind of like tell him, hey, you know, don't worry about what the atmosphere's gonna be like for him?
No, he's a 14-year veteran, grown ass man with 2 kids. Couple jokes thrown his way here and there, a couple boos. I don't think that's gonna rattle him at all. He knows we got his back. It's not that serious.
And you guys are 10-0 now, and I'm just curious, in your mind, what's driving, you guys, the average win margin is 17 points a game. What's driving this thing right now, this mission?
Oh, we're just trying to go out there and play. We're not coming out the locker room saying let's win by 17 or, you know, of course you want to win, that's the goal, we don't even have to talk about it, but we just go out there and try to take it a possession at a time and play good basketball each possession. And we pay attention to the little details, and that brings some success for us. So we got to continue to be that way, but we got to know that any given night we could be beaten if we're not on our game. So, you know, I think we're confident enough to know that when we play well, we're pretty good, but we also know that when we're sluggish, we don't pay attention to the small details, we can be beaten any night.
And here's what Draymond had to say after practice.
The Warriors, I think, are 2-26 here since 2003. What
yeah, we ain't been here since 2003. I was actually 13 in 2003, so that really don't have much to do with us.
What makes this place such a tough place? Is it just the Spurs are a good team, or does it go beyond that?
I mean, obviously they're a good team. They have a great home crowd. You know, when you're playing against a team like this, who don't make many mistakes. And especially on their home floor, you know, it's every mistake you make is amplified. It's multiplied by 10, you know, when you make a mistake, because they already don't make many, and then their crowd, you know, they feed off that. And they feed off the mistakes you make, they get loud, and then their team ends up feeding off them. So, you know, they have a great thing here. It makes it tough to win, but at the end of the day, it's not impossible.
You
always talk about it. If somebody on your team is questionable, let's say the Durant's questionable, you go in planning like it's not going to play. Is it the opposite when it's got like Kawhi? Do you go in planning?
Yeah, you definitely go in with the mindset, you know, that he's going to play. You're going to prepare for him to play. No doubt in my mind that he'll play. And, you know, it's a lot easier to adjust, you know, to him not playing than it is to go in with the mindset of he's not going to play and all of a sudden, you know, he's out there. So, you know, definitely going in with the mindset that he's playing and don't expect anything other than that.
You guys have the biggest win margin in playoff history, 17 points a game through 10 games. In your mind, what's driving this thing? What's driving this mission? I mean, simply get to the champion, to the finals, or is there more to it?
Nah, it's to win the finals. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, it's a process, you know, to do that, you know, and you have to take care of what's in front of you. I think, you know, we've been playing pretty well. We've been, you know, we've kind of been in the groove throughout these playoffs, which obviously helps. But we got a goal. You know, you're chasing that goal, and that goal isn't to have the largest margin, you know, for victory or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, you want to take care of business. And I think we're a talented enough team to where when we take care of business, then you end up with those margins of victory. And that's what it's been. But, you know, if we lose four games in a row, nobody's going to talk about, oh, man, through 10 games, they had the largest margin through playoff history, largest margin of victory or whatever it is. So that stuff really doesn't matter, you know. The only thing that matters is we're up 2-0 and we need two more games to close out the series.
During the season, you guys talked about how you felt like you can get better. Do you feel like you're getting to that point where you're almost where you could be?
No. I mean, yeah. You know, I feel like we're moving in the right direction, but I still feel like we got a lot of room to grow. And, you know, that growth is happening every night, though. It's not like we're just so far off and we think we're the best thing since sliced bread and we're nowhere near, you know, where we could possibly go. But, you know, I just, when I say get better, I think, you know, cleaning up on a lot of the mistakes that we do make, you know, they're just most of the time simple mistakes, you know, where it's a little bit more focus or, you know, making that one extra pass or making that one extra rotation. I think if we can clean up all those things, that'll make us even better.
Warriors Spurs Game 3, Saturday night here in San Antonio. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sam.